really glad to see each one of you here this morning.
很高兴今天早晨在这里见到大家。
We're a bit sad today, aren't we?
我们今天早上有点难过，是不是？
Because of our brother and the accident he had.
因为我们那个王庆弟兄他昨天晚上所遇到的车祸。
When one of us is hurt, all of us is hurt.
当有一个肢体受伤害、受苦的时候，我们都一同受苦。
And I don't feel like I have to say, well,Now you need to go help. Many of you have done this time after time when one of our people is in trouble.
我知道说不是说你一定要去。我知道当我们其中有肢体受苦的时候，我们很多人都伸出援助之手。
But God is good.
但是神是美好的。
I'm sure this week there have been some of you that are troubled over your jobs.
我知道可能这个星期有些人因为工作有麻烦。
And some of you that have been in pain a good part of the week.
或者有些人这个身体疼痛整个星期。
And then others that have felt somewhat depressed.
或者有些人
situation.
因为你的生活环境你心里很抑郁。
That's why it's good to come before the Lord on Sunday.
所以呢星期天来到我们神面前是很好的。
Because there's a sense of renewing our spiritual life.
这是让我们的属灵生命可以更新。
But I want to talk to you this morning, just talk to you.
今天早晨我就是想和你们交谈，想跟你们谈话。
I'm not going to try to preach.
我试着不要再对你们讲道。
But I want to just talk to you about renewing our spiritual life.
我就是在想要我们大家一起谈一谈，来更新我们的属灵生命。
Paul understood this.
保罗是了解这个的。
I think all Christians have understood that through their lifetime,There has been a weaning away of the closeness to Jesus.
我想所有的基督徒都能够体会到，在你的属灵生命中，你好像慢慢的就那个心就变冷了，就好像对神冷淡了。
And then we have to get close. We have to get back and get close to Him.
然后我们就要重新回到神面前，希望能够跟他亲近。
What Paul said to the Philippians in the third chapter 10.
保罗在今天我们所要看的经文在腓立比书第三章第十节。
And this is the first thing he said, that I may know him.
他说的第一句话是什么呢？我认识基督。
This is the only way we're going to make it to heaven.
只有认识基督才能让我们去上天堂。
That I know him.
因为我认识他。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
因为我认识圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We don't really understand or trust people we don't know.
我们不会去相信一个我们不认识的人。
He said, but I know him.
但是保罗在这里说我认识他。
And the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his suffering.
并且晓得和他一同受苦跟他之间的这种情谊。
Being made conformable unto his death.
所以我效法他的死。
If by any means,I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained it, either were already perfect.
或者我得以从死里复活，不是说我已经得着了，或者完全了。
This is the answer.
这个就是答案。
But I follow after.
但是呢，我竭力追求。
If that I may apprehend, that I may get.That for which also I am apprehended of Christ.
或者可以得着基督所要我在他里面所得着的。
Then he went on to tell us.
然后他继续讲。
Helps us to see he's human.
他让我们看到作为人类。
He's faced things like we have faced.
他就像我们这样面对所有的处境。
In fact, I have to say that Paul faced things that you and I have never faced.
其实保罗所面对的难处远远是我们从来没有面对过的。
He went through many persecutions.
他经过了很多的逼迫。
Sicknesses.
疾病。
And he recognizes, he said, not that I've already count myself as having to apprehended that thing, which means the fact that I know that I'm perfect.
他说他自己说他告诉我们说他不是觉得他已经得着了不是说他已经完全知道这个他所得知道的完全
Because he knew always that there was more of Christ and more of the word of God that he had to build himself and ask God to help him and go through experience.
所以他知道在主基督里边在神的话语里边他可以进一步得着他可以就是让自己极力追求更得到基督更得到神的生命。
But Paul then said, but this one thing I know.
但是保罗说这件事情我知道。
Forgetting those things which are behind.
就是忘记背后。
And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
努力在面前的。
I press toward the mark of the, for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Paul had another answer here.
然后保罗再有另外一个答案。
Paul said, I'm not altogether what I feel that God would have me to be.
他说我还没觉得我没有达到神想要我成为的那个样式。
But I don't let my past bother me.
但是我不让我的过去来搅扰我。
I forget those things.
我忘记背后。
Which are behind me, and I reach forth to the mark.
我就是望着向着前面所要给我的这个奖赏。
Of the high calling of Jesus Christ.
而是主耶稣在上面要给我的奖赏。
So let us therefore, as men as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even unto you.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，坐在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示我们。
Paul has been able to put in these verses the, what shall I say, the walk of life.
保罗就是向我们讲说，在这个生命中和神同行的不同的阶段。
He said, I know him.
他说我知道，我真的是知道认识耶稣，我也晓得主耶稣复活的大能。
But I have not attained everything God wants of me.
但是我还没有得到主神所要让我在基督里所得到的每件事情。
So I don't let those things, the former things, those sins that so easily beset me.
我不让过去的那个容易缠绕过去的事情，过去容易缠绕我了，缠累我的罪。我不让这些东西就是让我不能往前行，然后我忘记这些，我的眼睛向着前方看，然后我要向着要完成我的这个比赛，这个赛跑，这个行程。
I really don't know how to express today the fact that knowing Jesus and serving Him is not religion.
我不知道怎么样来解释，就是认识耶稣，服侍他，并不是一种宗教。
Something we belong to.
我真的是我们神呼召我们就是要这样做的。
But knowing Christ is a relationship.
真的认识耶稣是一种关系。
And if we continue to look at it as a relationship,
如果我们再继续从这种我们是跟他有关系的角度来看，
and be mindful of this,
然后我们就是留意，
then we know that we're constantly in contact. We're constantly, you know, when I'm in,You know, on Facebook.
我们就这样的话呢，我们就常常的和他在一起，我们就跟他有联系。
You often, or you'll see these young people.
我们在那个脸书上常常会看到我那些年轻的朋友。
And they'll say, I'm in a relationship now.
然后他又说，哦，我现在在跟谁有是一种特别的朋友关系。
So everybody knows they have a boyfriend.
然后现在每个人就知道，哦，他现在有男朋友或者有女朋友了。
Now, if you've been around girlfriends and boyfriends,
如果你要知道这些人谈朋友的话，
when they're trying to make a relationship,
当他们想要进入这个恋爱关系的时候，
you know that they're very interested in each other.
你知道他们谈恋爱的时候对对方都是很留意的，很在意的。
This day they can't keep their hands off of each other.
然后谈恋爱的时候好像一天到晚就是依依不舍的，总黏在一起。
My day that wasn't a problem.
但是在我们那个我那个年代不是这样的。
But so we see that they build that relationship.
你看到他们在建造他们的关系。
Until they get to the place they can't live without each other.
好像他们到了就是离开对方就活不下去的地步。
Then they get married.
然后他们就结婚了。
And when the moon sets and the honey runs out.
这个美国人讲，就是说，当那个月亮落下去，他们的那个蜂蜜也那个甜蜜感也没有了。
She begins to see things about him that she didn't notice before.
然后他们就开始付账单了。然后这个太太就看到以前没注意到这个先生身上的问题。然后他也看到这个太太怎么是这样子呢
？That's when they have to realize I have made a commitment.
然后这个时候他们要说我已经委身了，我要在这个关系上来建造， 这个要不然就结束了。
So it is as we as Christians.
所以作为基督徒。
But you know, many times as Christians, we failed.
但是很多时候作为基督徒，我们失败了，我们跌倒了。
Now there may be some here that never failed.
也许在我们其中有些人从来没有失败过。
God bless you.
啊，神祝福你。
But I want you to know that my life, as many times, I have failed.
但是在我的生命中，我有很多失败的经历。
I've done something that maybe that I shouldn't have done.
我可能做了一些我做了许多我不应该做的事。
Felt some ways that I shouldn't have felt.
有些地方我不应该失败的，但是我却跌倒了。
And I recognize that when these times come, we get spiritually depressed. At least I do.
起码对我来讲，当这些失败的这些经历来到的时候，我就在属灵上觉得很抑郁，很忧郁。
My life doesn't go as well.
然后我的生活好像不是就是有问题，不是一帆风顺。
Sometimes I feel miserable.
有的时候我感觉非常的糟糕，非常的沮丧。
Until I get back and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
直到我回到神面前说，神啊，对不起。
Forgive me.
求你原谅我。
I'm so glad that He said in the Word of God.That when we fail, we have an advocate with our Father.
然后我真的是很感谢神，在他的话语，他告诉我们，我们有一位在我们中间的辩护律师。
So many of us may have setbacks, and even some of you right now are not spiritually what you used to be.
错的，我们其中有些人，但你现在没有像你以前跟神那么亲近，你的属灵生命在一个下滑的地步。
Your life is filled with things that trouble you.
然后你的生命中充满了麻烦。
Sometimes, like I said, you're miserable.
有的时候你感觉非常的沮丧。
You're in depression sometimes.
有的时候甚至你有这个忧郁症。
This is not what God wants for us.
这不是神想希望我们是这，不是我神想要的。
Because in John 10:10, He said,
因为耶稣主啊，主耶稣在。
I have come that you might have life.
主耶稣。
And have it more abundantly.
在约翰福音第十章第十节说，我来是要人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Now we're going to experience what life gives us.
我们会经历到生命生活中所带来的各种的问题。
He didn't say I'm going to, you can live here, but your head's going to be in heaven. No, he tells us that we're going to have to live this life.
神不是说哦，你住在这儿，你就在天上，他是说我们要经历这个生活中的各种事情。
But then he warns us that we have an enemy.
然后神也警告我们说，我们有一位仇敌，就是魔鬼。
That seeks to steal, kill, and to steal our joy.
这个盗贼，我们仇敌的目的就是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
So we have no power.
所以我们是没有能力面对他这个仇敌。
You know, sometimes when this happens to us, we have no more power, and it seems like God doesn't hear anything, and we feel this the sense of, well, what shall I say? The sense of.Just going alone ourselves.
有的时候呢，我们碰到问题，我们好像说跟神祷告，好像神都完全没有听我们，我们感觉好像就是自己很孤单。
So when our souls get dry,
所以当我们的灵魂枯干的时候，当我们跟神没有关系，也没有联系的时候
，and we lose our inner joy.
我们里边就失去了那个内在的那个喜乐。
Something happens to us.
然后就有些事情在我们生命中发生了。
We become complainers.
然后呢，我们就变成一个抱怨者。
Fault finders.
然后总是挑毛病，挑吹毛求疵。
Even spreading gossip.
甚至到处讲闲话。
And the wonderful thing is, many times we get bitter at God.
然后很多时候我们对神心怀怨恨。
Because He doesn't answer our prayers the way we feel He should.
我因为神没有照我们所期望的那样来回应我们的祷告。
Until praying is like just.Hitting the wall,
然后就好像祷告就对着空气说话
like we tell our children, say your prayers.
就像我们对小孩子说，哎，说你的祷告词。
So what we have to recognize is that when we're in this state,
所以我们要认识到我们在这种状态中
where we become dry spiritually,
当我们那个属灵上灵命上很枯干的时候
that we need to get back to God.
我们需要回到神面前。
God is always ready to give us a fresh start.
神总是要给我们一个新的开始。
And that when because that what I told you when He said that you have an advocate with the Father, He's letting us know there is a fresh start at the throne of God, asking His Son.
神就是说，当神告诉我们说我们有一位宗保，就是我们可以带到耶稣面前，求他给我们一个新的开始。
So as we look at ourselves and recognize. I'm not spiritual. I'm not enjoying myself.
就是有的时候我们看看我们自己，说我们好像那个属灵状态不好，我们没法享受。
I really got to the place that I come to church because I know I should.
来教会并不是说，只是觉得说一种责任，我必须要来教会。
I read the Bible because they say I have to.
因为我读圣经，只是说别人告诉我应该读我的圣经，出于责任。
But you don't find anything in the Word sparking your heart.
但是在那个读话读神的话语的时候，心里也没有什么东西让你的心受感动。
So what we really need to do is to make a fresh start this morning.
所以今天早上我们所要做的就是有一个新的开始。
I want us to look at ourselves just for a few minutes and say, "Where am I spiritually?"
所以现在我们看看我们自己，我们的属灵状态到底在什么地步呢
？There is a spiritual reality in our lives that we know, we sense, we understand.
在我们的生命有那个属灵的真实，我们知道，我们也感觉到，我们也体会过。
I think one of the first things we have to do is stop making excuses.
第一件事情就是不要再去找借口，不要为我们所做的行为找借口。
We have an excuse for it.
我们总是能找到借口。
Well, let me tell you, I'm so busy.
你就会说哦，我现在真的是好忙啊。
I'm so busy that I really don't have time, and when I do read it, I'm thinking about something else.
我就没时间读神的话，就算我读的时候，我脑子里想的别的事儿。
We can go on with excuse after excuse.
我们就可以一直找不停的找不同的理由。
This is
这为什么我现在这样的是因为这样，因为那样。
If it wasn't for my job,
如果不是因为我的工作这么忙
，my coworkers
也不是因为我的同事这么难缠。
And one excuse we can make is I'm weak and God knows.
然后另外你就说我很软弱，神知道我的软弱呀。
He understands.
神了解我的软弱。
God does not understand sin.
神不了解罪。
He has never.
神从来也不会向罪妥协。
I want you to read the Old Testament.
我想大家能够去读旧约。
And you'll see that how he dealt and thought about sin.
可以看到神是怎么样来对罪在神的眼中是怎么样的。
When the New Testament,
到新约里边
God is telling us,
神告诉我们
that sin, when it's finished, is death.
你知道罪的果子就是死。
Or you say little things don't matter.
你说小事情没关系。
You'll be surprised how little things matter to God.
你要知道这种小的，好像在你眼中微不足道，是对神有多么重要。
David found that out.
大卫知道这个结果。
When he was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem from where it was.
当他把神的约柜从别的地方带回到耶路撒冷的时候。
Now God had given them specific instructions on how to carry that.
神给他们就是说怎么样搬运约柜，有一个非常仔细、非常具体的一个规则。
But as they were going along, the Ark seemed like it was going to slip.
然后呢，他们就用牛车拉到约柜，结果好像这个牛失前蹄，这个约柜好像滑下来了。
And one of the men touched it.
然后有个人乌撒就用手去扶那个约柜。
And instantly he died.
然后马上他就死了，神就击杀他。
You, as humans, you know, we're very, that's terrible.
然后我们就觉得好可怕呀。
No, God understood.
但是神了解。
That the Ark of the Covenant was power.
神的这个约柜是带象征的能力，因为这个约柜是他所同在的地方，他所居住的地方。当神说不要去碰约柜，不要去触摸它，他真的就是这样说的，也就会这样行。他可以成为一个很有慈悲怜悯的神。我们很多时候谈他，我们谈神的爱、神的怜悯、神的慈悲。
But somehow we just sort of lost the idea of his anger.
但是我们好像忘记了神是神的愤怒跟神的惩罚。
So as we go on to look, we see that if I keep making excuses,
如果你就自己不断的找借口的话。
Excuses means you're not facing whatever it is.
借口呢，就是说你不去面对现实，找借口。
Excuses is not being honest in all reality.
找借口就说明你在面对现实的时候，你不诚实的面对你所面对的问题。
So the more excuses we make for what we do and how we feel and how we act.
所以你越为自己的行为、为自己的感受、为自己的这个反应找借口的话
，They're keeping us back from being able to get hold of God.
这些借口会让你不能去跟神面对面，跟神在神面前真实敞开。
Because one thing we see in the Word of God is God loves honesty.
你知道吗？神是喜爱诚实的神。
And when man came in honesty, he was there to forgive them.
当人真的是诚心诚意的来到神面前
there to help them, there to show them.
神就会饶恕他，神会帮助他，神也会向他显示自己。
So I think if we really want to find a greater, which was a deeper love for God and a renewing of our spirit, and maybe a forgiving of some things that we have done wrong.
所以呢，我们如果真的想经历神，想经历神的爱，想要跟神的关系正确的话，我们可能找借口这个方法是不对的。
The Bible even says this: a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful.
圣经上在箴言上甚至讲过，就是说，如果一个人拒绝认错，他从来永远也不会成功。
But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance.
但是如果认他的罪，而且就是从中转回的话，他有另外一个机会。
So we're saying now, forget the excuses. Be honest with God.
所以呢，不要再找借口，跟神诚心诚实意的来到神面前。
Lord, I don't sense your presence.
你对神说，神啊，我感觉不到你的同在。
I don't feel your power.
我也感觉不到你的能力。
But Father, I recognize that my problem is me.
但是我知道问题在于我。
I have resentment in my heart.
我在我心里边有苦毒，有怨恨。
I have bitterness in my heart.
我心里有苦毒。
I've not been always honest.
我在你面前也没有说真实敞开。
Some things we accept because the world accepts it.
因为这个世界上的人是这样想的，我们也就接受这种说法。
But God doesn't accept it.
但是神并不接受这种说法。
Then we take a look at the weak places in your spiritual life.
然后我们来看看我们属灵生命中那些软弱的地方。
One of the weakest places is, were you ever born again?
最其实一个最软弱、一个最尖锐的问题就是你真的重生了吗？
You say, why do you mean, what do you mean, sisters?
你说你什么意思，妈咪？你说我重生。
I have worked with people for 60 years.
我真的是做牧师，跟人一起在一起已经60年了。
I have worked with Asian people for 30 years.
我跟那个亚洲人在一起有30年。
Americans know about being born again, at least before this generation.
起码在我们这个世代，在你这个早一些的世代里面，他们了解什么叫重生。
They understood a bit about what it was.
他们了解重生到底什么意思，有些。
But you know, when I dealt with the Asians, it was all new.
对于亚洲人来讲，它完全是全新的。
Many of the Taiwanese, they came from ancestry worship.And idol worship.
很多台湾人他们是背景呢是拜祖先拜偶像。
And when they would come in,
当他们来的时候
and they would hear about Jesus,
他们会听到耶稣的名字
about salvation,
他们会听到救恩。
They would say, I want to be part.
然后他们说哦我也想要也想要其中有份。
And sometimes it was because they were around Christian people.
有的时候是因为他们有基督徒的朋友，有基督徒在他们旁边，他们很喜欢这些人。
And so someone would say, "Do you believe in Jesus? Do you want to believe in Jesus?"
有人就会问了，说你想成为基督徒吗？
Oh,
你想相信耶稣吗？都好啊，
yes.
他们。
Let's pray a prayer.
他说那时人就说，那我们一起祷告吧。
After we pray, we'll say to them, "Now you know Jesus.
然后
you believe in Him, and you have confessed your sins. And they probably don't even know what sin is.
然后你这些人就祷告完了，就说：“哦，你现在你承认了你的罪，你也相信他，你就是基督徒了。”但是这些祷告的人，他们甚至都不知道罪到底是意味着什么。
The Oriental people, sin was never a great concept.
对于东方人来讲，好像这个罪的概念，他们不是一个很大的一个概念，也不是一个很清楚的概念。
I was baptizing a man in Chengdu, I think. I'm not sure which place. No.
我在中国这次给一个人施洗，我记不清是哪个城市了。
We were talking and we were going over things. He was being baptized.
然后我们就在一起。
And I said something about sin, and he said, "Oh no, I'm not a sinner.
然后
I never sinned.
然后呢，我就是说，我们就在讲到，我就讲到罪。然后他说，哦，他说我不是罪人，我没犯罪。
And I looked at him and said, Well, have you ever lied?
然后我就说，那你从来没有说过谎话吗？
Oh, he said only when I had to.
他说只有迫不得已的情况下我才说谎话。
You see, the concept of sin never really came through many times.
所以很多人
to the Oriental mind.
对这个东方人的这个概念里边，这个罪的概念，他们从来没有理解，真正理解到。
Sometimes they've gone to fellowships.
有的时候他们
friends, to Bible studies.
有的时候他们去参加查经班，他们有这个彼此之间的这种联谊。
And they've learned many things mentally.
所以他们头脑中学了很多知识，
Because、
有很多概念。
Truth, it's got to get through the mind.
因为神的真理必须首先经历我们，经过我们的头脑，要经过我们，经过我们的想法。
Because that's how we take in truth.
这是我们可以怎么样吸收到真理的，认识真理的。
But they never have a changed life.
但是他们的生命从来没有被改变。
They're very, many times they're very good at coming to church and doing, but as far as seeing a lot of spiritual life, very little.
但是他们也会很忠实的，每次都在教会里，但是看到这个属灵上，他们却看不清楚。
It's someone like one of my girls told me, the Taiwanese girls.
有一个台湾的女孩，我们一起去旅行，然后她就说。
She came one day, very, oh, she said, mommy, mommy.
他就很有一天很兴奋到我面前说：“妈咪，妈咪。”
She said, "Now I know Jesus."
现在我真的认识耶稣了。
She said, "Before I knew him only in my head."
我以前只是在头脑中认识他。
But now I know him in my heart.
现在我从心里真正认识他。
She saw the difference.
现在他看到了这个在头脑中跟在心里认识耶稣的不同。
You see, we read the verse, and when we talk to our people, we say, "You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." And thou shalt be saved.
然后我们就读神的话，我们就说你要相信主耶稣，你就会得救。
And that's so true.
那是真的，那是对的。
But also in the Word of God, it says we have to humble ourselves.
在神的话语里，神也说到你要谦卑你自己。
He has nothing to do with the proud.
这里神是跟这个骄心里骄傲的人没有任何关系。所以圣经上说你要心里谦卑。
When we humble ourselves, we truly are sorry.For our sins.
当我们真的是降卑的时候，我们就真的是为自己的罪难过。
I will know one of our ladies here was telling us.
我们知道我们其中的有个姐妹可能会告诉我们。
And she came to church. She confessed to love the Lord, and I believe she did.
她说她就是说她爱神，我相信她真的也是爱神。
But nothing happened in her life.
但是她的生命没有什么改变。
Until at home one day God spoke to her heart.
只有有一天在她的回到家，神对她的心里说。
I was on the floor crying and weeping, and she said she saw herself.
然后她说她在那里痛哭。
What she was saying is she saw herself like God saw her.
她从神的眼光看到她自己。
When you recognize that you really have been a sinner,
当你自己真的知道
and you see yourselves in the eyes of God,
当你真的看到你是罪人，从神的从神的角度，从神的眼光来看到你自己的时候，这个让你真的是让你降卑。
Many times they come into the church and they learn, and eventually something hits their heart like her, and she knows she's born again.
所以呢，有的时候这些人呢，常常来教会，他们学习，但有的时候他们心里真的神开他们的心，让他们看到自己真的是罪人。但有别的人，
but there's others that just go on,
他们就是这样
without any assurance, without any power.
他就这样来教会，然后也没有任何的确据，也没有任何的大能，神生命的大能。
So this is the first step. If we're in that condition, we have to look at what's our weakness. Why are we not as spiritual? Why are we become empty?
所以呢，第一个，我们为什么就是在里边很空虚，觉得很破碎？就是可能是第一个这个弱点，可能是这个重生的问题。
You see, many times.There has to be a spiritual hunger.
另外一个呢，你要有属灵上的饥渴慕。
Sometimes in our life, we let the cares of life smother out our spiritual life.
有时候我们让这个世上的思虑把我们对属灵的这个渴慕给挤住了。我们是重生了，我们也爱神。
But we sort of use him as not use him. I'm sorry. We sort of put him on the side because we're so busy.
因为我们就把它放在一边，因为我们太我们的生命太忙了。
We've got to do so many things. I don't have time.
我们有这么多事情要忙，我没时间给神。
And if we do pray, as Lord bless me, my wife and husband and grandmother, and Lord bless us.
然后我们就说神啊，祝福我们，真的保守我们全家，保守我的先生、孩子、奶爷、爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶。
Until we get very dry in our soul.
然后我们的灵命就非常的枯干。
Maybe someone hurt you.
也许有人伤害了你。
Somehow bitterness entered your heart.
然后你的心里就开始有这个苦毒。
And when there's bitterness in our heart.God can't bless us.
当我们的心里有苦毒的时候，神无法祝福我们。
See, some of these are those sins that so easily beset you.
你知道有些罪是很容易缠累我们的。
Sometimes there's a sin that you feel you just can't overcome.
有的时候那个罪好像你就是没有办法胜过。
So we say, well, the Lord understands.
然后你就说哦，神是了解的。
Well, He doesn't.
神不了解。
Allowing yourself, of course, to drift away from prayer and becoming lukewarm.
然后让自己就这样的随流失去
lukewarm.
然后就自己的属灵生命变得像温吞水一样。
You say, then, Sister Schwartz, what should I do?
那我怎么样怎么做呢？你说，妈咪，该怎么办呢？
Our God loves us.
神爱我们。
He longs for our communion.
他真的是渴慕跟我们中间有这种亲近的关系。
He longs to be close to us.
他也希望跟我们亲近。跟我们靠近
all through his word.
然后我们看神的整个话语
And so if we in our weakened condition,
如果在我们这种在我们在属灵上这个软弱的状态中
are able to admit to God, Lord, I'm really not where I should be.
然后你向神承认就是神呢、啊、我不是应该像我这样属灵我感受不到你的这个大感受不到你的同在
Be honest with him.
对神敞开对神诚实
And then our faith has to come in.
然后这个时候是我们的信心要进来
We have to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently
我们相信神是神他也是那个奖赏那些积极诚心寻求他的神
I didn't say that you know about him.
你不是说只是知道关于他 你听说过他
that you know him.
而是你自己真的认识他
This has been my prayer for weeks.
这是我现在为很长时间这几个星期的一个祷告
For our church.
就是为我们的教会的
The greatest thing in my heart is a desire that every one of you
我心里最大的一个渴慕在我心里的一个很深的一个渴慕就是我们每一个人真的能认识神
I have a long prayer list.
我有一个很长很长的一个祷告单
I have time.
我有时间
And every one of them I think Lord if they only all of them know
然后我一直在祷告说神啊如果他们每个人都能够真正认识您的生命会何等的不同他们的生命会怎样的翻转怎样的不同他们就不会有那种事情发生在他们的生命中他们心里会有喜乐因为从耶和华而来的喜乐是我们的力量
But he said, "If you diligently seek me,
神说如果你诚心的你努力的寻求我
You will find me.
你就会找到我。
You see, we seem to forget he's a king.
我们好像就忘记了他是王。
Sometimes we forget he's the creator God.
我们也忘记了他是创造者。
The all-powerful one.
他是那个最有能力、全能的神。
And we treat him like sometimes a salesman. Well, I'll buy what you got.
然后我们有时候就对他把他当成一个就是一个推销员似的，说好吧，等我有时间了再来买你的东西。
Friends, we need to diligently seek.
我们需要真的是积极的、诚心的来寻求神。
You say, why does it matter?
你说为什么这个很重要呢
？Well, it matters because maybe like our dear brother had an accident, and we don't know how it's going to be with him.
然后就像我们的弟兄，他突然就有个车祸，我们也不知道会怎么样。
You don't know how long you have.
你不知道你的生命有多久。
None of us.
我们所有的人都不知道自己的生命有多久。
And another thing, the coming of the Lord's.Is coming soon.
再一个，神来的日子近了。
Now, when I say soon, I don't know if it's this week, next week, 100 or 5 years from now, but it's soon.
我不是说近了，就说今天、明天、下星期或者五年，就是说真的是一天比一天近了。
He implies in Scripture that those that see the Israel coming back, that generation.
神说的很清楚，就是看到以色列重新复国的那一代会看到神。
In prophecy, it talks about
in 在预言里边，在以西结的预言里边
about a great battle there's going to be against Israel.
他说会有一个，就是有一个哥哥跟马哥，他们会有一个很大的一个战争来攻击以色列。
God named the nations.
神甚至就讲了，就是说这些是哪些国家。
And most all of the Middle East, as well as Russia, and those areas too.
所有的中东国家，包括俄罗斯，包括这些国家。
And the upper part of Africa.
他们现在都在那个非洲的上面。
They were named as those that would go against Israel.
他们这些国家就是在神所说的那些要攻击以色列的国家的名字当中。
But the area of Saudi Arabia wasn't named.
但是呢，这个沙特阿拉伯却不在这些名字之中。
And we know that Saudi Arabia has, they blame them for 9/11, really.
所以呢，沙特阿拉伯大家就说是有些人就说是沙特阿拉伯的原因，我们才有了911。
But now the old king has given his kingdom over to his young son.
现在呢，沙特阿拉伯的国王把他的这个权力交给他那个他的儿子。
And the young son is looking toward the west.
然后这个他这个儿子呢，就比较喜欢西方。
They're saying now Israel isn't our enemy; it's Iran.
他现在这个他这个儿子说，这个以色列不是我们的。不是我们的敌人，我们的敌人是伊朗。你从来没听过这个。你说你为什么会提这个呢？
Because God said, God in his writing of that,
因为在神的话语里边，神没有
Saudi Arabia,
神所说的这些国家里边，
Because Saudi Arabia will then no doubt be friends with Israel.
因为神在这个他的话语里边没有提到沙特阿拉伯，所以呢，沙特阿拉伯最后会成为以色列的朋友。
Oh, you say that may change tomorrow. Listen, my friend.
你说这可能明天他又成为以色列的敌人了。
You read scriptures and you listen and you watch. You see the things coming together and converging. Jesus is coming.
如果你真的是读神的话语，你看各方面的新闻，你把这些都总结在一起，你能看到神在乎。神真的是离神回来的日期呢？我希望我们都准备好。然后我们真的到神面前呼求说：“神呐、啊，我需要你，我相信你，我需要你。”
So maybe in a sense we need to refocus.
所以我们需要重新聚焦。
Sometimes we think this way, but it's really not.
有时候我们觉得应该是走那条路，其实那个路可能是不对的。
I've been teaching in the women's class about the lies we tell ourselves.
然后我有时候在妇女查经里会讲到我们所听信的谎言，我们所告诉自己的谎言。
I must be happy.
第一个谎言就是说我得幸福。
That's never been promised in anything.
这个从来圣经上没有答应过的事。
Everybody's never been happy all the time.
从来没有世界上所有人都感觉很幸福的时候。
The reason why I'm in trouble is because of you.
因为我这么有麻烦就是因为你。
We are the ones that have control of ourselves.
我们可以控制自己。
I can never over many lies that we tell ourselves.
我们有很多自己所告诉自己的谎言。
We should read. What do I think? As we think, so are we.
当我们人怎样思想，他就为人如何。
Whatever I think, that's what I am.
当我们怎么样思量，我们其实就成为那样的人。
I have to think about something before I act.
在我们行动之前，其实我们都会想一些东西。
And so we go by feeling so much.
我们很多时候是靠着我们的感觉来生活。
I feel this.
我感觉应该这样。
I don't see anything wrong. I feel it's right.
我不觉得有什么错，我觉得这个是对的。
But in God's word, it says it's wrong.
但是神的话语讲得很清楚，这个是错的。
So we need to refocus some of our thinking.
所以我们要重新来聚焦，重新来思想我们的一些想法。
So how do we do that?
我们怎么样来做呢？怎么样来重新聚焦呢？
We begin to take our thinking.You know, when somebody hurts you,
我们把我们的想法重新带到神面前。比如说，有人伤害你
，bitterness is going to come out of that if you don't forgive.
如果你不饶恕的话，你很容易，你就会有心里就会有苦毒。
Usually that way inevitable.
基本上这个就是说是不可以避免的。
But as a Christian,
但是作为基督徒
，when these things happen to you,
当这些伤害你的事情发生的时候。你把这些伤害这些事情带到神面前
Lord, I don't want bitterness.
你对神说神啊我不想心里苦毒
I want you to take that out of my heart.
我求你把这些苦毒给拿去
And I know it works because I've done this.
因为我知道这个会神这样为我做过神可以这样行
So you see you begin to refocus you begin to say well after all they did it and I didn't do anything wrong and they said this about me or acted this way about me so I have a right.
所以你心里重新聚焦，你不是说我这样对待他们，我也没伤害他们，他们这样对我，那我有权利打回去。神在他的话语中不是这样说的。
So what do? We change, instead of thinking that thing and letting it play over as a recording in your mind.
所以说不是让那种过去伤害你的事情在你的脑子里。
You direct your mind to something else.
所以你不是让你的脑子里就一直这样翻来覆去的想像放录音带似的，而是把你的心思重新想。
Begin to think about something else.
去想别的事情。
And when we do this, you say, "Well, what can I think of?"
你说那我想什么呢
？Get some scriptures that you can think of.
去找一些经节，你好好的来思想。
As that comes to you, you say these scriptures to yourself.
当你心里面又开始有这种念头、苦读的念头起来的时候，去想神的话语，不要再去思想那些过去曾经的伤害。
Meditate on God's word.
就是默想神的话语。
When you read it, stop. You don't have to read three chapters because that's what I.
不是说一天要读三章。
Until you feel like there's something there that I want to think over and you meditate over it and then God begins to speak to you.
所以当你读到神的话语的时候，读一直读到说有一些话你想要就是仔细咀嚼，神会借着这些话来对你，就停在那里仔细的来想，神会借着这些话来对你的心说话。
And then we have to trust them.
然后我们要真的是要来信靠神。
Trust is not always easy.
信靠不容易。
Because sometimes it takes so long.
因为这个信，因为你要信靠，你有时候要需要很长的时间。
Before I get my answer to prayer.
直到你最后要得到你这个祷告的答案，需要等很长的时间。
But you won't get your answer to prayer unless you do trust him.
除非你真的信靠神，你是不会得到回应的。
Can we trust a king?
我们可以相信。王吗？国王吗？
Can we trust a creator that has put nature the way it is?
我们可以相信这位创造天地万物的主，把这个万物这样子创造出来的吗？
Can we trust the king that said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be"?
我们可以相信这位王说，他说我去是为你们预备地方，我在哪里，你们也在哪里吗？
Shakespeare had in his play.
莎士比亚在他的一个剧中说
，They said we are on a on a stage.
他说我们好像都在一个舞台上。我们都是以不同的角色在舞台上。
We play our lines.
然后我们就演我们的角色。
And then we're gone.
然后我们就离开了。
And I've thought of that so often.
然后我就常常在想他这句话。
That's life.
那就是我们的生命，我们的生活。
We play our lines.
我们就真的是演出我们的角色。
Then we're gone.
然后我们就离开了。
I think back my mother, father, as we played our lines.
然后我想我的父母，他们真的是还有，他们就演出了他们的生，演出他们的角色。
But it came a time they were gone.
然后到了时间，他们就离开了。
Friends, look up.
所以朋友们，向上看。
God wants every one of you.
神真的希望我们每一个人。
To understand His wonderful gifts and power.
真的是了解他的礼物，他的大能，真的是更认识他。
That He can carry your burdens.
他真的是可以负担你的负担。
He can give you strength.
他可以给你能力。
But we need to get closer.
但是我们需要先跟他靠近。
Now, if you've drifted away,
如果你已经真的随流失去了
and where you should be spiritually,
然后你在属灵上不是你应该所在的地方
stop making excuses.
不要再去找理由
start getting to the place where you believe and trust God.
然后回去再继续的相信他，信靠他，请他帮助你
reading his word and becoming more excited. You say, how do you get, listen, I read his word sometimes and I am so excited.
就是读他的话语，你的心真的是会兴奋，就像我自己背神的话语。
Because I see what he's done.
然后我看到神的作为。
And what he can do.
然后我也看到神能做什么。
I learned when God came into my life.
我学习到当神进到我的生命中的时候。
The fullness of God came in.
当神以他的丰丰富富进到我的生命中的时候。
I learned what it was to get excited. The word became like, he says in it, became like meat.
然后神的
what more?
真的神的
you hunger for it.
神的话语真的是就是让我对神的话语我很兴奋读到神的话语真的神的话语就像是肉一样就像那个美食一样我越来越想吃
Now I've given you a lot today.
然后我今天给大家讲了很多
And you can go home and begin to search the word of God and see if Sister Schwartz is right.
你回去可以去看神的话语，看我讲的是不是对的。
But remember this.
但是记住一点。
We're on a stage.
我们在一个阶段，在一个时代。
We're playing our part.
我们真的是有我们的角色。
And then we'll be gone.
然后我们就会离开了。
The problem is, where are we going?
问题是你要去哪里？
said, I prepared a wonderful place for you.
然后主耶稣说，我为你预备了一个很好的地方。
If you love me, obey me, and obey my commandments.
如果你爱我，你遵循我的话语。
If you love my son and trust in his blood.
如果你爱我的儿子，你相信他的宝血。
I have a place prepared.
我为你预备了一个地方。
He said, strive to enter in.
他说要努力进入了窄门。
And this is what the Christians have always had to do. They have had to strive.
所以基督徒在努力。
It's not something that God saves us and we sit back.
不是说神救了我们就坐在那儿等着。
We become babes in Christ all of our life.
我们这个整个有的人就坐在那儿等着，整个一生中都是一个属灵上的婴孩。
Strive.
要努力。
Love him.
去爱他。
Serve him.
去服侍他。
Sense him.
去就是感受到他。
Know his power.
晓得他的大能。
Someday we're going home.
有一天我们会回家。
Now I'm closer to home than most of you.
我比你们很多人离家更近了。
And I am anticipating it.
我也在期待那一天。
But only because I know him.
只是因为我认识他。
I couldn't anticipate it if I didn't know.
如果我不认识他，我不敢去期待这一天。
I love you all.
我爱所有的每人。
I pray for the church.
我真的为教会祷告。
Like all the rest of us do.
就像我们很多人为教会祷告。
And I want to see every one of us know God.
我想要真的是看到每个人都认识神。
And learn more and more and more about him.
而且能够越来越认识他，越来越了解他。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, as we come before Thy presence,
主啊，当我们来到你的面前时，
we're asking you that those who need this,
我们真的是求你，就是这些所需要的，听到这个信息的人，
that you will speak to their hearts.
求你对他们的心来说话。
I've never been foolish enough, Lord, to think I can persuade.
主啊，我知道我自己也没有蠢到这种地步，以为我可以说服谁。
It's your Holy Spirit.
主，那是你的圣灵在做工作。
And I ask you to come, Lord.
父啊，我在求你，真的求你的圣灵，用你真的是那个蒙福的圣灵。
Help each one of us to know where we are before you.
让每一个人知道我们在属灵上是在什么样的状态。
And strive to get closer.
然后努力是跟你更靠近。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。